Psalm 72 of Solomon. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun endures, and as long as the moon, throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes bow down before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all the kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land. On the tops of the mountains may it wave. May its fruit be like Lebanon. And may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. His fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Solomon wrote this psalm. David wrote most of the psalms, but this one was written by his son. What does Solomon say? He asks for divine blessing to carry forward the promises made to David, God's covenant promises to be with him always, to give him a never-ending kingdom, to give him heaven's blessing, to establish his rule over the nations. Solomon would have been keenly aware of the blessings to David, and he doubtless would have felt some measure of inadequacy in filling his father's shoes. Indeed, the story of 1 Kings tells us of Solomon's great wisdom and strong start, but also recounts the ways in which Solomon's reign did not end well. He fell into idolatry toward the end of his life, and with his sons the kingdom began to crack in two due to civil war. As we read this psalm today, however, we can lift our eyes from Solomon's reign to that of the Davidic heir, someone greater than Solomon, who would come 1,000 years later. Solomon prayed in Psalm 72 that he would reign in righteousness, defend the cause of the needy, enjoy dominion from sea to sea, see the nations bowing down to him, and have a name that would last forever. Only one king ever lived up to this lofty prayer. In the Lord Jesus, we see the supreme promises of God come to climactic realization.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.